friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. Before we open our Bibles, we want to make sure that we have asked Jesus to be with us. So let's pause and let's do that right now. Dear Lord, come into our hearts today. Thank you for this opportunity that we have to learn more about you and from your word. Please be with us, help us to understand, and give us your wisdom today. We love you. Amen. Hello, boys and girls. I am so glad that we get to spend some more time together this week, aren't you? Well, last time we talked about a man who was plowing in a field that he rented, and guess what had happened? He discovered a hidden treasure. Do you like hidden treasure? Oh, I know I do. Sometimes it's fun to imagine that we found a hidden treasure, isn't it? Well, I live out on the Navajo Indian Reservation, and all around us where we live, there are many ruins in the canyons back behind our church. And so sometimes we go walking in those canyons, and there are times that we find things like pottery, and just last week, guess what I found? I found an arrowhead. I was so excited to find an arrowhead. But you know what? We are very, very careful to never take pottery or arrowheads or anything like that back with us. It needs to stay where it belongs, doesn't it? Jesus told a story about a man who had found treasure and he wanted to find a way to keep it because it would make him rich. He knew the value of it and he knew that it was worth more than anything he had. So guess what he did? We're going to read about it in Matthew chapter 13, verse 44. We're in the book of Matthew. The Bible is divided into two parts, the Old Testament and the New Testament. Matthew is the very first book in the New Testament. Matthew. So if you want to read along with us, you are more than welcome to. Go ahead and open your Bibles to Matthew chapter 13. Once you find Matthew, then we're going to find the chapter. All the books in the Bible are divided into chapters, and then the chapters are broken down or divided into verses. So we are going to look at Matthew chapter 13. Those are the big numbers. Let's find Matthew chapter 13. Once you find 13, then we're going to look past that for all our little numbers, and we're going to find verse 44. Matthew chapter 13, verse 44. What does it say?
Matthew 13:44 says, "Again, the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and hid, and for joy over it he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field."
So he finds this treasure, and he's so excited. It says, "For joy over it." He's excited. He's joyful. He can't believe it. He's so excited. So what does he do? He goes and sells all that he has. Well, you know, as he hurried home, I'm sure he was thinking of what he must do. He knew that in order to own the treasure, he must buy the field. But would he have enough money to do that? Well, first he goes home and he finds out how much the field would be worth or how much it would cost. But, ooh, it was a lot. Well, in order to get that money, then I need to sell my house and I need to sell everything that I own. And, oh, and I can't tell anybody because if I tell somebody, they might get to the treasure first and they might go and buy the field before I can. So the man got home. He told his wife and family that he decided to go buy that field, and can you just see the looks on their faces? What? Buy the field? Why would you buy the field? What do we want that field for? Why don't we just rent it? We'll make way more money if we rent it. And he's like, well, yes, yeah, that may be true, but no, I'm going to buy this field. Well, can you just picture his wife saying, well, okay, but do we have enough money? No, we don't. We don't have enough money? What are you going to do? I'm going to sell the house. Sell the house? Are you crazy? Have you lost your mind? Can you just picture this conversation? But he is confident. He knows what he wants, and he knows that in order to get it, he needs to have the money. So in order to get the money, he needs to sell the house. He insists that he has to buy this field, even if they sell their house and everything that they own. Well, okay, we can sell the house, but at least we have the donkey and the donkey. Nope, we have to sell the donkey and the donkey cart. Not the donkey! Yes, the donkey. And do you have any more of that fancy pottery that you like to make? We should all sell all of that. What? My dishes? Oh, yes, everything. His family must have tried their very best to get him to change his mind. And when his neighbors and friends found out, "You're moving? You're moving? How could you move? Where are you going to go?" "Well, I'm not sure, really, but I'm going to buy that field over there, you know, the empty one." Could anybody change his mind? No. He knew just why he was buying that field, and he knew that it was worth any sacrifice that he had to give. Did you know that that's the same with the kingdom of God? The kingdom of God is worth every sacrifice. Sometimes people are like, "Well, I can't give up my movies," or, "Oh, I just can't give up my computer programs or my games," or I can't give up whatever it is. They don't see the kingdom of God as valuable enough. This man looked at that field and knew there was buried treasure and knew it was worth any sacrifice. Is Jesus worth any sacrifice for us? That no matter what, we say, "Give me Jesus"? You know, there's a song that says, "I have decided to follow Jesus. Though none go with me, still I will follow." Have we decided that no matter what, we will follow Jesus? That we will put him first in our lives each and every day? I want to put him first. I want Jesus to be the most important thing to me, to be number one in my life. Don't you? Well, let's pray and let's ask him. Dear Heavenly Father, we want you to be number one in our life. We want to be willing to sacrifice anything, our home, our toys, our money, our friends, our video games, our TV programs, anything that keeps us from you. We want to have you in our hearts and to be number one, no matter the sacrifice. Lord, help us to have a closer relationship with you. Thank you for sending your Son. We can have the hope of heaven and your kingdom. Go with us today. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for joining me. I look forward to next time when we finish the story about the man who sold everything just to buy a field. Before we go, let's go ahead and sing our memory verse song. We have sung it 4 days. Today's the fifth day to practice it. Let's sing it together.
I rejoice at your word. I rejoice at your word. As one who finds great treasure. I rejoice at your word. I rejoice at your word. As one who finds it.
story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.